I have loved you. Love one another. This new commandment. Love one another. And by this shall men know ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
The scripture says in John 13:34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also, beloved, love one another. In John 15:12, Jesus says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Romans 12:10 says, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Romans 13:8 says, owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. Galatians 5:13 says, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. 1 Thessalonians 3:12 says, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you. Hebrews 10:24 says, and let us consider one another to stir up love and good works. 1 Peter 1:22 says, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love, love one another fervently with a pure heart. 1 Peter 3:18 says, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. I will add love as sisters. Love as one. Be tender-hearted. Be courteous. And here's my favorite scripture. 1 John 4:12. 1 John 4:12 says, no one has seen God at any time. But if we love one another, God abides in us. And God's love has been perfected in us. We open up our circle this morning filled with the presence and the power and the strength and the deliverance of love. Realizing that love is the only power that there is. Knowing that love is the healer. Love is the provider. Love is the director and the wisdom and the guidance and the discernment. Love is the enabler. Love is the miracle. Love is the joy, and love is the peace. Love is the energy that we are able to gird up in our circle of the pure light of spirit and allow to exude from our souls and our minds and our bodies and every aspect of who we are. Love shines a light at us, a light that can never go out, a light that is eternal. We feel that love and compassion from the ancestors. We feel that love from our families, no matter how far we are. We feel that love unknown from people who allow themselves just to radiate and be the pure presence of God. When we are that presence, we heal, we protect, we deliver, we know, we give, we enlighten simply by being. We don't have to utter a word. We exude the power of love. Even before we walk into a room or a space, our love goes before us to bless, to anoint, to empower, to uplift, to behold. How awesome it is to realize the divine power of this energy and this strength right within us. Oh, the scripture says no one has seen God. But if we love one another, God abides in us. We allow God's love to be perfected, not just to exist, but to be perfected, to be perfect in every aspect of who we are. And in the source of this love, in its inexhaustible supply, in its amazing
goodness,
lifting up the presence and the power of the book, Prayers for Those Standing on the Edge of Greatness, prayers for those standing on the edge of greatness. I want to read one of the prayers from the book, which is the prayer on love. Dear Mother, Father, God, I thank you for being the love that I have been seeking. I thank you for revealing to me that I am love. I am love. And love is centered in me. John said that God is love. I know that you embrace me with an everlasting love.
Yes.
The joy of your love wells up in me, spills over in me, sings in me, shouts in me, claps its hands, stomps its feet.
Yes.
The pleasure of your love surrounds me, radiates through me, embraces me as me. God, we are one. There is no separation between all that you are and all that I am. The light of spirit screams, rushes, pours, shines in me as me. I am love, happy in all that I am. I am joyous in the fullness of all that is. Joy wells up in me, spills over, claps its hands. Love flows through me in the infinite power of spirit. Love unfolds me in the light that I am. I am the light of peace, pouring, streaming, like the song of sun rays, the magic of moons, full at the wisdom of change. I love all my changes. I love knowing that only blessings shall unfold for me. Love has given me a new heart and a new spirit. I embrace them both. I am love. I am in love with life, and life is in love with me. Loving relationships manifest for me. The people that I need to meet, I meet. Everyone blesses me with prosperity, success, and joy. The right person begins with me, finds me being the right person for that special person looking to be right for me. I am happy in the joy that I am. And in this joy, we see love fulfilling and radiating and pouring through the streets of Baltimore. We see that love, that presence, and that power filling each and every mind, each and every body, each and every soul with the absolute good of the love of spirit, of the love of all that God is, radiating in us and through us as we love one another. We see that healing, fulfilling power of strength pouring through the deliverance of Paulette's church. We see that awesome love pouring through New Thought. We see the power and the presence of love pouring through every street, every alleyway, every crack, every crevice, every blade of grass, every soul, every breath, and every molecule. We see that love pouring throughout the state of Maryland. We see that love sealing and lifting and prospering and delivering and allowing us to be that love that spirit always asks for us to be for one another. How awesome it is to know that love in the streets of Detroit, and to see that love filling every home, to see that love lifted up from every community, from every block, from every building, from every structure, from every lake. We see that love pouring throughout Southfield. We see that love filled throughout the wonderful, awesome American home. We see that love coming from each and every one of our houses, of our homes, of our apartments. We see that love in our dwelling place exuding throughout the state of Michigan. How awesome it is to know that love in New York City, in Brooklyn, to see that love fulfilling all of our five boroughs, to see that love blessing and uplifting our first responders. To see that love just filling us with all of the good and the greatness of spirit, that love that knows no impatience, that love that knows no judgment, that love that knows no fear, that love that lifts the toxic energy and just continues to bless us and restore us in new ways. We see that love opening doors and new avenues and new jobs and new opportunities to be the love that we were called to be. We see that love blessing and blessing our book sales, not just to make a dollar, but to fill a soul with the presence and the power of the love that those books bear. How awesome it is to radiate that love through this call today. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen.
Sing, Robert. How can we hate our brothers and sisters that we see every day of our life, and love God whom we never seen before? Know what we got to do? In spite of what you and you do. eyes.